Chill, man, Hayes whispers to Caleb, nodding in my direction. Boys' night isn't just for the boys anymore. Ah, that's my cue to acknowledge the tiny little cherub resting in my arms. Marley, my baby girl, who has my dark hair and my ex's blue eyes and creamy skin. Oh, come on, she's dead asleep. Caleb leans forward in his chair. Hey, Marley. Marley. Marzipan. My two-month-old daughter doesn't wake, nestled peacefully against my chest, her plump little fist clutching my t-shirt. We all take a moment to watch the rise and fall of her back, the cutest little poop-and-puke machine you ever did see. Even when she's pooping and puking, she's the most beautiful thing in the world, and you can fight me on that. I'll die on that hill. How's she been? Wolfie asks, with a deep line etched between his brows, tipping his chin toward the sleeping baby. I smile. I've missed my old roommate's perpetual frown. Paternity leave has been interesting, a bit isolating, but I'm starting to realize it doesn't have to be that way. Good. She's good. It isn't a lie. Marley is a good baby, usually low maintenance, with only the occasional meltdown. Kind of like her dad. How about you? Hayes frowns as he studies me. Damn. I must look as exhausted as I feel. I'm alive. I chuckle, but the humor in my voice sounds forced. That's a new one for me. You'll feel better once you're back. Caleb nods sagely, as if my returning to work will somehow restore the balance of the universe. If I come back, I say to remind them, only half joking. My partners graciously gave me 6 weeks of paid paternity leave with a little leeway in the budget to sneak in another week or two. Together, the guys and I own a sex toy business named Frisky Business, both an eco-friendly line of toys that we manufacture, as well as a retail store in the heart of Chicago. Despite the shop being a second home to me for years, I haven't set foot in the place in 6 weeks. And part of me can't picture myself going back. At least not until I find someone I trust to take care of the most important person in my life, Marley. What about the daycares you were researching? Wolfie asks, and I can see him crunching the numbers in his head. I'm well aware that Frisky Business can't afford to keep me on paternity leave for much longer. It's already been 2 months. I scowl. No luck. Did you know there's a government website where you can look up safety violations and infractions of any licensed daycare? It's terrifying. I say with a shudder that's all too real. All the daycares within a 5-mile radius have too many accident reports to even count. Shit, seriously? Well, what about Beth? Hayes asks. Ah, yes. Beth, part-time mother of my child, full-time med school student, alongside her med school student boyfriend. They certainly don't have the time to care for a child 24/7. We share joint custody, but a lot has been falling on me lately. Not that I'm complaining. I love spending time with Marley, and I want Beth to be able to build her career. She's a good mom, juggling school, a new relationship, and Marley with relative ease. When she finishes her residency next year, she'll have more time to care for Marley. For now, she and Brett have her 2 days of the week. Beth wants more, but she can't quite swing it right now. The guys nod, trying to understand this new life I've found myself living. One day at a time. Let's rewind. 13 months ago, I was happily single, living in the city without a care in the world. The only unknown in my life was the familiar and somewhat amusing panic of waking up next to a woman whose name I couldn't remember. Back then, I was going on a minimum of 3 dates per week, some of which ended with a satisfying hookup with whichever lucky lady could keep up with me. My love for life dial was cranked up to 100 and locked into place with superglue. Nothing was going to slow me down. Of course, all that changed with a phone call from my former friend with benefits. Beth was busy becoming a doctor and neither of us had time for a relationship. But Netflix and chilling became our thing for a couple of months last year, until those two little pink lines changed everything. Beth was carrying my baby despite the precautions we'd taken. But even with the massive overhaul of my social life, life is better with Marley, on all counts. She's given me purpose, a word I thought was only reserved for the kind of people who go on mission trips to Guatemala twice a year. Nowadays,